All right, so I'm doing a quick episode. This might not be quick, actually, but I'm doing an episode because I've been slacking. But I also got this new microphone. I hope the quality is better, like in this setup. Whoa, hi. I'm lighting some Palo Santo. Just because I can. And I feel like it, but I want to talk about where I've been the last couple of weeks. And really, this episode is about taking accountability. And I know I've done pretty much, not pretty much. I know I've done. I'm like my brain is. My bad. I'm not editing this shit either. I know I've done like at least one episode talking about accountability, but who the fuck would I be if I just made one episode and then just left it? By the way, this is my, if you're watching, my star card lighter. And the star card's one of my favorite tarot cards, so it's fitting. It's about hope and healing. Anyway. I, y'all know, if you've been keeping up, that my grandmother recently passed away, going on a month now, actually. April 12th will be a month that she's been gone. And since then, I feel like I have been completely thrown off, which, okay, is natural, right? That's the natural progression of things, is being completely thrown off your game. And so that's where I've been. Today was the first day that I've met it. I meditated, I think, in like a little over a week, trying to get back into the routine of shit. And also just trying to honor my feelings in it all. The last episode that I've made was basically talking about like the beauty of my like family and stuff like that. And that dynamic, and while yes, all of that is wonderful, all well and good, it's kind of gotten to the point where it's like, okay, it's time to face the reality that you lost somebody and you went through something traumatic, and allow that shit to hit you. And so like right after the week of burying my grandmother, and you know, the funeral and the wake and all of that, and being there every single day with the family and not sleeping and not really feeling either. You know, it's like funny because wakes are like moral support where people come to show their respects for themselves, but also be support systems, you know what I mean? But in doing that, it be also becomes a deterrent and a distraction. And that's exactly what it was for me, because I had constantly had people around, whether it was my cousins, whether it was friends who had come to show their respects, whether it whoever it was, family members, we always had somebody around us. And so because of that, I promise this episode is about accountability. But I have to give the context. Because of that, there was really no space to grieve. Yes, there was space to grieve. Like, obviously, my family gave us the space that we needed to cry it out and like whatever. But for me, at least, that ain't how I grieve. It's just not. I do it alone, unfortunately. That's what I've always done. I don't do it when there are people around. So I held in a lot. I think also the shock of everything kind of just, there was a numbing factor. And I think that's just always been my go-to, is like, all right, completely dissociate from myself. And so we went that entire week distracted, at least for me, like distracted with my family and having laughs and whatever. that's not to say I wasn't anxious during the entire situation, but for the most part, I was occupied. And then cut to the week after, which is the week that I've been gone, this past week, was a week of me just putting my face to the grind with my internship and with school to finish everything that I had to get finished by Thursday, because I was leaving that Friday, last Friday. Right now, at the time of this recording, it's Sunday night. Last Friday, I was leaving to go to Pennsylvania for the weekend with my friends for one of my good friends' weddings. So I say all of that to say I had zero time in between being at the hospital every single day, watching my grandmother decline, watching her die, to then literally having maybe a day to like breathe, which wasn't even a day because you have to get ready and everything like that, to right into the wake and funeral. And then a week later, right into just school and getting everything I needed to get done for school so I wasn't behind, so that I could go to a wedding. I go to the wedding. The wedding was amazing. We had a very good time. Very fun. I drink. This is where the accountability comes in. Because as y'all know, my goal was to be sober for an entire year. I made it 3 months, literally 3 months to the day, and had a drink. And I'm not an alcoholic. My family is like, you fucking talk like you're an alcoholic. I don't identify as an alcoholic. I identify as somebody who uses alcohol as a crutch, as a way, a means of coping, and numbing, further numbing. And do I know how to control myself? Yes. When I am sad, do I know how to control myself? No. I don't, again, I do not identify as an alcoholic, but my goal, and this is how I am with all of my goals that really mean something to me, and this sobriety meant something to me, was to make it a year. I made it a quarter of a year and then drank, which again, for me, that's an accomplishment and I will take that. But I did drink the weekend. I drank Friday and Saturday, despite waking up Saturday morning, which was the day of the wedding, anxious. I still woke up. I was in the wedding, so on the groom's side of the wedding. So I got my suit on, everything like that, went to the best man's house to get ready. And 10 in the morning, I'm drinking fucking Bloody Marys. I had two Bloody Marys. I'm drinking, like, it wasn't even like I eased into it. I just went to town. And I'm not ashamed of myself. I'm not beating my, there was maybe in the beginning, there was like me beating myself up a little bit. Like, you idiot, you were doing so good. Why would you drink? It was my first social event since, you know, like, not drinking. I thought I had a handle on it. I wasn't planning on drinking. And then I just got around everybody socially. And I was like, you know what? I'll have a glass of wine. That was the first night. And then the next day I drank because I was trying to drink away my anxiety from drinking the night before. So like, I had drank Friday night, got a little bit drunk. Now I can't even drink without having anxiety at all. Like, I could have probably two drinks and be okay the next day. But anything beyond two drinks at this point, the next day I'm waking up with anxiety. So I had more than two glasses of wine Friday night. woke up Saturday, the day of the wedding, with anxiety. Instead of having anxiety the entire day, my brain went right to what it used to do, which was, okay, well, then I'll drink again. You know, it's a social setting. You're around people, some people that you don't know. You don't want to feel like this all day. Drink it out. And so I did. And woke up Sunday. I had a very good night. You know, I didn't, I'm not one to like throw up, or I wasn't inebriated. I spaced my drinks out, but I did wake up the next day very anxious. And then, as the universe would have it, I fucking got sick. So this last week, at the time of this recording, it is April 3rd, Sunday, April 3rd. The last 7 days, no, I want to maybe five days. And then the weekend, I was finally, Thursday, I started feeling better. So maybe 4 or 5 days, I've been in bed, sick. And in doing that, it was like the universe's way of being like, bitch, slow the fuck down. What are you doing? Like, you're jumping right into all the work that you need to do, right into this, right into that. You're not giving yourself the time to just reflect on whatever has just happened in your life, this big change, this big loss in your life. You've not given yourself any space to do the work. Okay, if you're not going to purposely do it, I'm going to make you sick so that you have to just sit with yourself for a second. And so that's what I've been doing. And the first night that I sat with myself, I think it was Monday night when I was like sick and I wasn't seeing anybody, I literally, like a ton of bricks, the emotion hit me. And it wasn't even, honestly, it wasn't even just my grandmother. It was everything. It felt like it was everything that I'd been holding in for I don't even know how long. And I literally sat on my bed and by myself and just like, I was like sobbing. But it was, you know, it was a good sob. Do those exist? It was needed because it was a release. I'm at the point right now where I'm like scheduling cries. You know what I mean? Like, okay. You could pop your headphones in at this time and just listen to a song or two and just fucking allow yourself to cry. You know what I mean? So that's where I've been. And, luckily at this point in the semester, I had not missed not one day of school. So I had the time to literally take the entire week off, thank God, and rest. And that's where I've been. I'm still not 100% better even now. And, you know, it's been a week since I started like feeling shitty. I'm still not 100% better, but every day I'm getting there. I'm getting better. This isn't what that's about. What this is about is accountability. I could sit here. First of all, I'm making this episode to hold myself accountable, to be completely transparent with y'all, because you guys have been rooting for me on my sobriety journey. I did a fucking sobriety podcast episode with Jess from A Sober Girls Guide podcast. And I texted her and I was like, dude, I drank. And she was like, well, how do you feel? And I said to her, and this is truly how I feel, it reminded me of why I stopped drinking in the first place. Why I'm still not ready to drink. because obviously I can't, I'm not at the place where I can just have two drinks and be good in a social setting. And the anxiety that I felt, I don't want to feel that anymore. I don't want to feel like I can't breathe anymore. You know, I went through a traumatic experience with my grandmother and everything like that, and I was still able to get a hold on my anxiety, barely, but I was able to do it because I had the tools and I had my sobriety. And that was working in my favor. You know, I was healthier. I was, you know, my body was like thanking me, you know? And then there I go and I drink. And I felt like, and I still feel like now I'm starting back at one, you know? So I'm taking it a year then from March 25th. Well, it would be 27th. It's because I drank the 26th, 25th and 26th. So my official sobriety date, like 1 year of sobriety, will actually be pushed back to March. I could still go by December and just say, you know, I had a little slip up in March, but I don't want to do that. I want to be completely sober for an entire year. That is my goal. And I have events coming up. You know, I have another wedding at the end of the year. By then I should have a handle on all of this, but I never realized how hard, actually, I did realize how hard this was going to be. And it's still going to be fucking hard. You know, this is a crazy experience for me. Like, the fact that this is actually a challenge for me is an issue for me, because I'm a very headstrong person. If I put my mind to something, I'm doing it. The only reason why I don't do things or accomplish things is because I have severe imposter syndrome that tells me I can't, you know, I'm unable. So I don't try. It's not laziness. It's not a lack of drive. It's imposter syndrome. And there are certain things that just bore me that I have no interest in even doing. Right. That's all that it is. I am the type of person where if I tell myself this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to learn this, I'm going to do this, I'm doing it. That's it. I put my mind to it and I'm doing it. With drinking, for some reason, no, I know the reason. The reason is because this has been my crutch. This has been my liquid confidence. And the fact remains that I'm still working on that. I'm still a work in progress. I'm still out here trying to love myself truly. Am I fully there? No, I'm not. I'm not going to fucking pretend like I am. Right? Even though I preach self-love and I coach self-love and I coach confidence and I coach boundaries, I'm still working. I'm still working on it all. And I think that's okay, because I learn a lot in my own shortcomings and my own I don't want to say failures, because it's not a failure, in my own setbacks. Like I said, I could sit here and beat myself up. I'm not going to do that. It's really not something to beat myself up over. I'm going to give myself the grace that I deserve. And that's what self-love is. It's giving yourself that space to understand that you are a human being, that you're going to make mistakes, that you're going to have human experiences, and that it's easy to accomplish things when you have all of the eggs lined up, or all of the eggs in the basket that you need them in. But when one of those eggs cracks, that's when your true strength needs to come through. And right now, I'm not going to lie, in life right now, with emotionally, with things that have happened, a couple eggs have cracked in my basket. You know what I mean? And I have a lot on my mind. I have a lot of things that I'm trying to like work through. You know, I'm having fucking nightmares at night. I don't know how other family members are doing it. Like, we were all in that room watching my grandmother die. And like, I don't know, I'm just having crazy dreams about like dead bodies and shit like that. Not every night, but like one or two, I've had some morbid dreams. So it's definitely anxiety provoking for sure, but I'm lucky. I'm very lucky to have the support system that I have around me. You guys, y'all are probably following me on Instagram, and like just the outpour of like, I did a meme contest, not contest, but like I posted a picture of me, a ridiculous picture of me when I was a kid. And I was like, if y'all don't make this into a meme, I might just log out forever or something like that. And the people who came through, and I was all day laughing with y'all, you know, and like you guys had so many of my family and friends like reached out, and they're like, yo, these are killing me right now. Like, I am truly 100, and I don't say this enough, I am so grateful for all of the support, for you guys on Patreon, who I consistently neglect, and I apologize. For and everybody who tunes in and listens and watches these videos, everybody who follows me on Instagram and just reaches out, like, I am so incredibly grateful for you guys. You guys don't even understand. There's a lot of good going on right now. I feel like I'm on the precipice of something, you know, like a breakthrough or something like that. And I don't know why, but I just keep feeling that. I'm just trying to like get through the cracked eggs right now. And I have the resources that I need. You know, I know I have, I'm very lucky. I have my meditation practice. I have my journaling practice. I have this. This is a release for me. I have so many things, tools in my tool belt. And that's what it's about. It's not about life being rainbows and butterflies all the time. I am consistently saying this. It's not about that. It's about learning to take the shit when it comes, and also while also appreciating the flowers and stopping to smell them. You know, it's not taking the shit and pretending that it's roses. It's literally allowing yourself to smell the roses while also acknowledging that next to the roses, there could be a pile of shit that you need to get rid of. So this is my accountability post. Quite frankly, I don't feel like I've let anybody down other than myself. But I'm happy with the progress that I made for those 3 months. I will take that experience. I think I needed it. I will take that experience and remind myself of the debilitating anxiety that I felt on Sunday. I will always keep that in the back of my head. Anytime that I think like, nah, I'm okay. It's okay if I drink. And I will remain sober. Like I said, full transparency. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I didn't have a drink. And I'm not going to sit here and act like that's the worst thing in the world, because it's fucking not. So that's where I'm at. I'm working on getting back to the schedule. I will be, for the foreseeable future, giving myself the time and grace that I need. But this is where I want to be, right? Like, I want to be here creating this content. And so that's why you're not going to be missing me, because I'm going to be here. This is what I'm motivated to do right now. So that's where I'm at. I think that's it. I have a lot of things I'm working on. I just started this new paid internship that I'm doing right now. And yeah, that's that. I love y'all very much. And I'll catch y'all in the next one. Peace out, everybody.